Shavua, and it's a very fundamental question of whether a person is tofer amanas to undo it. Right. Now you notice one interesting word over here, which we're going to come to much later, not today, not tomorrow, and that is, I'll ask you to identify the word. Okay, I'm going to read the entire word. I'm going to read the entire sentence, and you'll tell me the word I really mean. Okay, watch this. Gam mishum tfira leizchayv kiagavna. What is kiagavna? Watch. Kagon shetzorech lahatir kiyum hakeshev atfira. What word is unusual? You only have to pick five. Shetzorech lahatir kiyum hakeshev atfira. Only five words. So two people have guessed two, which not I want neither of those. Okay. No. No.
Sorry.
That's it. Only one left. What do you mean shetzorich? Shetzorich? He has to. But if he doesn't have to, he wants to.
Never show that he's doing it for a purpose.
Keep that in mind. That could become a crucial word down the pike. Okay? Just notice it. Shetzorich. Make a notation. Come back to that much later. With me? But just keep it in mind. Fine. So Rabbi said we have this machlokas between the Ritva and the Marach or Zeruah, a very fundamental question, whether the explicit Gemara about kosher amanas lahatir being potter, does that extend to tofer or does it not extend to tofer? All right, that's a question. Having said this, we're ready to start the 15th parak of Masechet Shabbos, which is where most of the sugyas of kosher are actually found. We spent a lot of time over two shiurim on the fundamentals in the 7th parak, but now it's time to attack the 15th parak, where the real sugars are found. And aptly titled the Eluk Sharim. the title tells you what it's about. The Eluk Sharim Shechayov Aleim. Kesher HaGamolin, the Kesher HaSaponim. What does that mean? Rashi. Hamanuyin Rabbas Melochas Dekotoni HaKosher HaMater. Kesher Shel Kayomo. She'eno Matiro La'olam. Dumir Dekoshrei Chuta Yerias HaNefsakos. It's meant forever. Forever? Does forever mean forever, Mamish? Forever, forever, as long as the Olam Hazeh exists? How would you give a better translation of forever? Give me an English word.
Long time.
Long time, okay.
Permanent.
Good.
Perpetual.
Good. All these words are good. Permanent is probably the best of them, or I would even say indefinitely. Right? That's a word which is used in modern English. That's, it's permanent, you know. There's no set time when I have any intention to undo this knot. That's chayav min hatorah. Fine. So gamolim and saponim are just examples. People who are riding camels and they tie permanent knots on their camels, or on ships and make permanent knots in the ships. Just examples thereof. Fine. Ukshem shu chayav al kishura, taychu chayav al heterin. A phrase we already saw yesterday. Some say this means you don't need amanas liksha. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kom Kesher Shuyochol Atiru Biachas Miyodov, Ein Chayov Nolov. Whatever you can undo with one hand, you're not Chayov. That's it. Nothing. Why? See the Rashi. Tachu Chayov Al Teirin Mit Kedei Afina Bechlal Godol. Mit Tayodei Chalosn Shem Nitzrochin Lefrokim Lahatir Kishri Rishosos HaKayomos Kedei Lekatsron O Laharchivan. So Yaakov said yesterday, and lekatsron means to make the net shorter and to just eliminate knots permanently, forever. That would be a case of matir shelo amanas likshar. That would be the clincher. We already said that there are those who say Rashi does not require amanas likshar. This would be a clincher. I wasn't sure it meant that. I thought maybe lekatsron or leharchiv means you're making it smaller, but you're putting more knots in a shorter amount of space. In other words, you want the holes to be smaller to catch more fish. That's what I thought. That's how I understood before. So I wasn't convinced this is a riot. Shokol atiro the lo hiatke. He didn't make it tight. And chayav and olav. Afilu asol lekayama. Called Rabbi Meir, it can be there forever. But if it's not tight, you're not chayav. How do you measure it tight or not tight? You pull it out with one hand. How tight can it be already? Atkan gemar mishnah with Rashi says the gemar. My kesher gemolin. The kesher asaponim. Ilem a katcher, the katcher bis mama, the katcher, the katcher bis tar rida. High kasha shayla shel kayamu. And you're not chayav. Rashi. Smama. Menakvel enoka bechotma venosnit bo tabasha v'tzua v'kosho nosa bo medesh shal liolam. Uksherotza l'kosho lebe. Gimel. L'kosho likshar habehema. Likshar habehema. Kosho v'tzua aruka b'osa tabas. V'nikshares bo upamisha matira. Right, it comes on, it goes on and off. Kidra the kadim is mama, zelkesha ratzua shekoshin v'tabas, or istarida kamhukim in tabas osn akolom in ratzua benekam shabrosh asfina, but also kesha miskayim u'sherotel amida kosha ratzua b'osa tabas u'mamida bo sherotel atira mater ratzua benotla. So these other ksharim, one is permanent. And one is temporary, in order to attach the camel or detach the camel, attach the ship or detach the ship. So by definition, it's not shel kayama. Ela kitra dizmama gufei udisarida gufa, which are there permanently. Okay, fine. Simple gemara. Rameo mekol kesher v'chule. Bora v'achmi achmi demar maracha. Aniva l'rameo. What's an aniva? What's an aniva? A bow. What's a bow? So we have, thank you. Yeah. A knot goes something like this, right? As a knot, a single knot, a double knot. A bow, you take two loops and you somehow gets put one loop into another loop. So it's only with loops. Nothing's being tied. It's called an aniva, right? We'll see later how you tie your shoes. We'll hope maybe we'll get to not really today, but maybe mention it briefly. Okay? Good. So it's aniva. What's it then? Tamad Rav Meir, Mishim di yochol atir, lachat mi yodavu. But now mi yochol atir. It comes out easily. Odil matam Rav Meir, Mishim di lo mehedik. But on mehedik, you'll find a way, somehow, Rashi, aniva, umahat kashab, but Rav Meir amal. You'll take a bow and you'll tie it very tight. More is unresolved. Take. Fractosis. Why don't we bring a raya? The tanya should be on the kufyu gimel, not the tanan. Chevod lish nifsek lo yeh kosher ala onvo. Umucha beperakama de psalm nafir aleph. Dahanu rabbanon, hanu rab meir. The parachosam mino le rabbanon shem rabbi meir. If you call rabbi meir, right? Yeh shlomo the hosam nami parach misofek. If Hana Rabban Ram Meir, Kemoshim Mistapekan. Fine. Get an impression, Rabbi Osai, from this Tosfos, that the issue is not just a matter of whether you would be Chayev or not Chayev, but according to the Tzad, you're not Chayev, it actually would be Mutter. Because if you look in the Sugis and Psochim, etc., something is actually permissible. We shall see momentarily that there are three levels: Chayev, Potter, and Mutter. Tosfos gives an impression that Aniva is either Chayev on one extreme or Mutter on the other extreme. Keep it in mind. Fine. Next mission. Yesh v'chok shorim she'en chayov n'aleim k'kesher agamol v'kesher asaponim. There are those that you're not Chayev on. Rashi, Chatos, k'moshe chayov n'al k'kesher agamol hala potter avalosim u'v'gemar mefarash ha'ininu. Okay, vayta. Kosheres isha mafteach haluka v'chutei svocha v'shal piskiya who would sue us min of the sandal of the nodos yain v'shemen who kiderish of bosom. Rashi, techaluka kamo shiesh the galochim, kiein the shonos the kan u the kan, the koshrin shall yamin because of small, shall small because of yamin. The cave and the koyoma sharule, take off your shirt, you have to untie it. Lo domi midi the koshrin shall kayam, kesha kayama, umutu lechatchila. So Rashi is giving us an initial hint that something which you take off every night before you go to sleep is not called the kesher shel kayam at all. Mutl l'chadchila. Rashi's already giving us the hint here in these two Rashi's already before we get to the next Rashi's that the three levels, chayev, potter, and mutter, are linear. It's all one criterion and one criterion only, namely, how long it's supposed to be there. A long time, indefinitely, permanently, chayev. Less than a day is mutter, and in between is potter. That's what seems to be emerging from Rashi before we even go any further. We'll see some. Safka koifa, some Michel Paskel, Ezer Racha Vachutin Tuluyan Barosha the Kosher Oben, the Korn Pindrus. Okay. But no those Yayan shall or Shakofin Pia the Kosher. Tera Shabasa Pumish Koshin beg of the Pia. Fine. All this is mutter. That's the Ben Yaakov Omer Koshin Lithne Behema Vishvil Shalotete. Hevel Barocha Vapesa. Some string to all close the doorway, shouldn't run away. Says the Hogu for Kash. I'm with Yesh Ksharin, Shein Chayov and Aleim. Kekesha Gamal and Kekesha Sapon. Chiyuv hu delek o Yisur Hika. V'hoda Tani, Kosher es Isha Vavtech Haluka, Afilu Lecha Tchila. So there's the three levels. Was it you're right? The three levels. And here are the three levels. Hachi Kama. Yesh Ksharin, Shein Chayov and Aleim, Kekesha Gamal and Kekesha Saponin. Umay Ninu, what are they? Next page. Kitra, the Katri, Bismama, the Kitri, the Kastri, Bastradita. Chiyuvu de leka ha'isur ha'ika. Yei shemutarin lechatchila umay nehu kosheres maftei chaluka. Why? Because the third case, she's matur it every single night before she goes to sleep. She has to undo it. She's not going to sleep in this fancy garment. She puts on her pajamas or whatever. Actually, I think time why they slept with no clothes under a blanket. Whatever it may be. So she has to undo this every single night. That's mutter. Beyond that is also, but it's not completely clear where's the beyond that. Says Rashi, the top Rashi. Kitra de Kitri Bismama. Ritsu Aruka Shemachnis and Betabas also the Chatchila the Kosher. Nay, this is very important now, very, very important. Top Rashi. Shepa'omim Shemaniach Sham Shavua O Shvu'ayim, etc. Stop right here. There's a contradiction in Rashi. Steer in Rashi. To be matrit, Rashi says it's mutter. You have to take it off every single night. When it comes to asering, he said, at least a week. There's this contradictory inferences. What about between 1 day and 7 days? That's 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. A lot of days. Everyone follow me? The contradictory inferences in Rashi. What will happen if it's there for between more than 1 day and less than 7 days? Rashi and Amid Beis seems to say only kol yoma shorolei. So because even doesn't even last a day. Whereas when it comes to explaining why it's asam b'drabanan, somebody leave it there for a week. Well, Rashi's the best Rebbe in the world. How can he leave us like this? If I told you this, you'd ask me a kash. Rebbe, what is it? Is it a day or is it a week? Rashi's the Rabban Shal Yisrael, the best Rebbe in history, and leaves us hanging. Sarachingo. We'll see how the bears Rishonim and Poskim analyze. It's a very serious question. Is this hanging? This is a sheet that's Rashi, Rabosa. Okay, according to Rashi, it's linear. It's all a matter of how long it's there for. If it's there permanently, Yachayev. There, let's say it klar. Less than a day, let's just give the extreme case. Less than a day, it is absolutely permissible. And in between, that's exactly the precise, exact the numbers, it's going to be a potter avalos. This is Shitas Rashi. We'll see it in other Rishonim as well. The famous other opinion, besides Rashi, is known as it's known by different names. Some call it the opinion of the Rif. Some call it the opinion of the Rambam. Rambam almost always follows the Rif, and they introduce an additional criterion which they introduce, which Rabosai, you will not find in Rashi. Okay, I told the Rashi there's only one criterion. How long it's going to last. There's nothing else. Nothing. However, Rabosai, there are other opinions over here. There are other opinions. Oh. So, before showing other opinions, we have to read a little more Gemara. Not too much. A little more Gemara. The Gemara says, Mafteach haluka pshita. What do you mean pshita? You gotta take it off every night, go to sleep. Lo tzricha disle trei dashi. Rashi says, tarti dashi in the second line. Shtei psochim. Hainu osun neshonos, two tongues, if you will, strings hanging out. Vahavian zula mala vizula mata. Zula yamin vizula svo. Tim eina materes aloha echad. You can take, you don't have to untie both. If you untie one, there's enough wiggle room to get out and to get in the next morning. Ma'o detema, says the Gemara. Rashi. V'tevi kesher shel kayama. V'kev lo yadi hei minayu. Tavayo litzru. Because you're not sure which one's going to be permanent. Kamash malon. What's kamash malon? What is the kamash malon? How do you learn? And Rav Moshe, I'm asking a question. How do you learn kamash malon? Kamash malon what? Yeah? Leave it there forever. Kamash malon. If you would leave the one there forever, Tak would be chayiv. It's not going to happen. You'll take off once this one, once that one. We'll see soon. Very good base on the next one. Chudisavka, pshita. Lotzicha de revichala. There's enough space. Rashi. Pshita de koyoma sharila. The revichad lo dachkaso berosha. Eleko shroso berevach. Shichola lecholza merosha kshikshur. Take this hat off your head without untying the knot. Ma'od etema mishlef. Shofala Rashi. Merosha. Hachi. Vahavala kesha kayama. Kamashvala. No. Isha chosal sara. If you don't loosen it, you don't untie the knot, your hair is going to get disheveled. Oh, women are very careful about their hair. So therefore, it's not going to happen. Rashi. Chai sal sara, shema totsi bedochak, but tinosek sara, tinotek sara, but yeah, it's going to cause this disheveling of her hair. With the piskanami, ikalishnuya ki agavna, mao de tema, machtole derek ragla, same idea in all the cases. Oh, fine. Which was min of the sandal, itma. Hit the ritzuos min of the sandal, tani chada chayev chadas, tani dech pota velasar, and nidech pota lechat chila, rabosai. Wow. Three stages. This happens to be talking about matah, but we know matah is the flip side of kosher. Kasha minel a minel, kasha sandal a sandal. Says the Gemara. Minah minah lo kasha. Oh, the katani chayav chatos bidu ushkepi. What in the world is this? Rashi bidu ushkepi. Bekesher sheha ukshav. What is an ukshav? Anyone know? Cobbler, right? Someone's going to make shoes. Osek shetochei veretzua b'mino kosher kesher mitocho shalotucha lotzeis forever. Ukayam liola. This is a knot that they tied to keep the shoe that knot in there forever, and you're never supposed to untie that. That's chayv. What? What's next, Rabosai? Potter Avolaser, Bidirabonon. Rashi, Bidirabonon. Kshekoshrin Saviv Raglam, or Raglehem. Ain Koshrin Bidochak. They don't tie it very tight, these Rabbonim. Why not? Shepa'amim, Shecholzok, Shukosher, Venolok, Shukosher. He makes it loose enough that you can pull it off while the knot is still tied. Why? When it's muddy outside, so they loosen, untie the loose knot. And they tie a tight knot. Why? You can step on the mud and it's going to come off your foot. You're really in trouble. So when there's mud and you're afraid it's going to come off, you have to untie the loose knot, tie a tight knot. Therefore, there's no indefinite or permanent knot, because when the seasons change, you always change it, at least twice a year, presuming the seasons change. And in Israel, there's a rainy season and there's a dry season. So it's not the rice. Fine. Mutal lechatchila, but the b'nei mechuza, Rashi. Shehem rachave leva v'makpidim aluvusheyen or v'naleyen this mechuvonin v'koshin also b'dochak they're properly tied and therefore v'tzorach latira arvis. You're not going to sleep in your shoes. You're not supposed to sleep in your shoes. You remember that? It's not a good idea. I'm not going into the details, but you're not supposed to sleep in your shoes. Okay? If someone's falling asleep on our shoes in the base medish. Okay, but that's not a permanent. Don't go to bed even for a Shabbos nap with your shoes on. Kick them off, okay? As I said in the Gemara. So therefore, they have to go to sleep, they have to take it off, because it's tightly tied. Okay, so far so good? We don't know exactly how long the Rabbanan kept their shoes on. We know less than 6 months, but we don't know what the other cutoff is, right? We just don't know. Right, that's middle. Sandal a sandal, okay? What's a sandal? Say, you know what a sandal is? It's not a shoe. We learned Yavamas. And within the Shiva, Yavamas, anybody? We learned about Yavamas. We learned the whole difference, right? So what's it? Hod the Katani Chayav Chadas Biditaye the Katre Ushkipi. Same thing again, Rashi. B'sandalim shal Yishmaelin socharim shaushkipim koshim b'emaritzuos b'kesha kavua. Is that, you know, permanent or not? Put the Rabbi Lassur Rabbi Osai b'dechumrisa the katriinum. What in the world is that? Elu sandalim shal shara noshim she'ein ritzuos kavuos b'nai le'uman eleheim atzman koshin osan b'chumrisa b'alma. The koshin umatirim. Upamishim is kind. Watch this now. Shabbos o chodesh. A week or a month. Osim adrabon. Okay. Mutla hatchila. Besandal the nafki bay betray. Rashi. The nafki betray. Vitzara kol echa viecha liksha lefirag lo. Hilkoch b'chol yom kosho matiro. Never. Such poverty. Two people share a pair of shoes. So I got a shul to daven shachris, put on my shoes. Come back home, I give you the shoes. I got a mincha. It's giving exams, we leave the house 3 times a day. Just daven. And we keep turning up. So it's untied multiple times during the day. Okay? That's the case. I think more goes on. Kirab Yudah. Ravuda Achua the Rav Salah Chasida Havakla Leahi Zuga the Sandali Zim the Nafik Bay EU. Somebody see water. Zim the Nafik Bu Yanuka Yanuke, his kid. There's such poverty to share a pair of shoes with his kid, with his son. Also the Kameda Bai, Omle Kagav the Mai, Omle Chayev Chatas. He didn't know the facts. Omle Hash the Potter of Alosa Kamat Kasha. I was asking this Potter of Mutter, Chayev Chatas Kamisli. My time, he asked him, why should we Potter? Omalei mishin de b'chol nami zim de nafkina be'ano zim de nafkina be'yenuka. Omalei! Yachim mutu l'chadchila. He went from Chayev, because he didn't know this fact, the salient fact that's shared by two people. He went from Chayev, from one extreme, to the other extreme, of mutu l'chadchila, Rabosai. This is the sugi here on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right? That's as far as we're going for the moment. The rest is other inyan. On both sides, this is the shita of Rashi. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel has a different interpretation. Rabbeinu Chananel can be found in your Gemara. Again, I assume you all have the same Gemara. Rabbeinu, does everyone have Rabbeinu Chananel's Gemara? On the side, you all have it? Go to different Gemaras. In the one I have, Oz V'Hodor, it is on the right-hand column of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Where he explains what it's all about. I'm skipping the first part, meaning it was follows. Avol zeh hakesher achitzo. In my edition, it's parallel to the end of the Gemara. Avol zeh hakesher achitzo. Shlo kshara ha'uman. Ela kol adam kol shro. Mehechi the nichale meruvach otzar or kagon master rabbanon shekol echad mamido al chefzo kan reviach lemesim lemishlif benichusa kozeh amatiro potter. Why? Tells you why. Sharei maise hedjot hu. Avol oslach etiul lechatchila tu kamokim le al chefzo ksharo kemin keshel kayama lefisha ein daito lehatiro leshanoso. Wow. Wow! What's the Rach saying? He introduced a new criterion. It's called Kesha Shaluman. What's he saying? If it's Kesha Shaluman and permanent, you're Chayef. If it's Kesha Shalhedron and permanent, you're Potter. Presumably, if it's Kesha Shaluman and not permanent, you're also Potter. So there are two criteria. If you have both of them, you're Chayef. If you have neither of them, it's Mutter. If you have either of them, it's Potter, Rabosai. What are the two criteria? Shel Kayama and Maisa Yuman. Both are Chayev, neither is Mutter. One or the other is Potter. So is Rabbeinu Chananel. So is Rabbeinu Chananel right over here. Look carefully to see the words of the Rabbeinu Chananel here in the Sugya. And he repeats it. the sandal, the sandal, Rabbi Osai, the sandal. Ki holein anfin ispe, exactly the same as before by a minnow. Sandal the tayek on ktsas hide the korolei hash the tsuma overlay the fimidas is through the car bekotle kitur malya imitira chayav chatos uduchumr so not and mukulishnayim hetagam. Fine. Let's see it in the riff for both sides, because the riff is the rock wasn't even printed. They didn't even have the rock years ago. It was known as the opinion of the riff and of course of the Rambam who follows the riff. We'll first see the riff. This is just chazara, triple chazara. We'll first see the riff, now we'll see the Rambam. We saw first of the rach, now the riff, now the Rambam. The riff is on page Mem Aleph Amud Beis or Kuf Tes. Yeah. So the Riff quotes these three, you know, examples from the Gemara, and he tells you why one is Chayev, and one is Potter, and one is Mutter. Three together. He says, Hoda Tani Chayev. In my edition, it's about the 10th line on page Kuf Tezvav. She Mem Aleph and Beis towards the beginning as well. Hoda Tani Chayev, the Minel, the Ushpechi, the Ushkepi, the Maise Umanu, the Keshishal Kayamu, has both criteria. Hoda Tani Potter, Aval Asur, but Rabbonon, the Maise Hedyudhu, Elishu Keshishal Kayamu. Lefichach poter avalas. Tani mutal chachila. Right, the mechuz are going to us. What about them? The lav mais uman velo keshel kayamu. Rabosai. Neither is mutter. Both is chayav. Either is poter. Neither is mutter. Very simple, straightforward. Straightforward. Let's skip a little bit in the riff. And the high the katani potter avalasar bitukhumrsa the katri inu, and it gives the examples what it really means. Okay. You already saw in the rock, I'm not gonna read it again. Ad Khan, the opinion of the riff. The reason why I wanted to read you the riff in the actual text is because it's a very interesting question over here. Very interesting question. And that is, we know a minnow is potter, it's a maisa hedger, kesha shal kayom. Kesha kayom. But it's hedger. However, how does one understand sandal? Let's read it together. Let's read it again. Sandal by the riff. What does it say by sandal? The one that's potter avalos. This is false. The chiboy make. Hoder kotter ma'avroi the chumrasa. The chiboy ma'avich. So you can either make it tighter, you can make it looser. What does that mean? So there were those who understand it to mean it's not shul kayama for this reason. So why is it aser? It's a maisa uman, not shul kavana. And so the Vilna Gaon understood. Perhaps I'll show you the Shulchan Aruch a bit later on. Let's show you now already. Why not? You have it already. It should be already here. Second. Yeah. Oh, who's the Gra? Which number? Who remembers from last time? What kind of notations are there to explain which is the Gra? Is the Gra here? I'm not even sure. Better links. I'll be safer to do the links. Okay. Oh, I don't give it the numbers here. Let's count. Here we go. V'chol kesher. Kosa Shabbos Yosef. What? Shekemasha Barif. Vuhu Bechumrasa the Katri Inu. Vuhu Masnisin. Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda. What klal? Where's this klal? What klal? Where klal? So you have your riff opened. It's the end of the first Mishnah, and the riff has it all in one Mishnah. Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Keshesh Einu Shel Kayama Ein Chayavin Olam. Says the Halakha Gra. Va'karach Bishal Uman. It has to be Uman according to the riff. It's not an Uman. You're not Chayav even if it's forever. So it must be it's Shel Uman. And it's Shel Uman, not Shel Kayama, your potter. So the riff the Gra understood that's the case of Chumas of the Katri Inu. Namely, it's Shel Uman, but not Shel Kayama. That's how the Gra understood, based upon the base Yosef. It's a very shver pshat. If you look at Rabbeinu Hanano, and Hanano says the other way around. It's the same as before. Namely, it's not Shel Uman, but Eino Shel Kayama. If I care it, it's Shel Hedyot v'Shel Kayama. Backwards, because the Gerach equates the Sana with the middle. Those who have the new Torah, you can't get this on the screen, but I'll show it to you. Those who want to look it up later on. In the new Torahs, the beautiful new Torahs of Machon Yerushalayim, they have footnotes on the bottom. So, sure enough, I read you the Beis Yosef. Is Beis Yosef on yet? No. I read it to you. If Eino Keshel Kayama Ukshara Uman, Nir Medivi Harif, the Haino Chumras of the Kadri Inu. Don't blame Rabosai. Don't blame the Vilna Gaon. It's only quoting the Beis Yosef. But footnote Yudalit says it's not true. Backwards. And he quotes the Gra. Just for your information, you can look it up at some other time. It's Os Yudal Hagos Velhoris. It's a Shvera Beis Yosef, and the Gra is Shvera quoted. But the bottom line is, the din is the same. It has to be that way. Because if we know, according to the Rif, that the only chayiv is shel uman and permanent, and it's only mutter if it's neither, so by definition, either, in either direction, whether the case of the Gemara, which is kesher shel hedyot, which is permanent, and the case the Rif has set on his own, which is namely what? Which is kesher shel uman, which is not permanent, then it's a part of there too. The Rambam says so explicitly. Rambams can be found in the Ein Mishpat HaMoli. How many have Ein Mishpat HaMoli? How many have it? Oh, man. Okay. Rambam. I don't have any Rambam. I have Kesef Mishnah. Right. I get it from links that way? It'll be faster? Yes?
Yeah.
Let's put this on and get links. Links. Yeah. Okay. Hakosher Kesher Shel Kayama, Vuhu Maisa Uman Chayav. Here's examples. Avla Kosher Kesher Shel Kayama, Ve'eino Maisa Uman Potter. The Kesher She'eino Shel Kayama, Ve'eino Maisa Uman Mutal Kosher Lechatchila. The boss has three cases. What's he missing? Which one? Uman, not Shel Kayama. What happened? Rama forgot it? Be patient. The Kol Keshe She'eino Shel Kayama Im Kshoro Keshe Uman Hareza Osu. Well, say, who's Medayik at every word of the Rambam? I get who's Medayik at every letter of the Rambam. Give me a diuk. Come on. What word is different than Aleph and Beis? Versus what? Potter. We always say this anonymous. Potter Avalasa. Why did the Rambam say in Halacha Aleph, Potter? Halacha Beis, Asa. This question bothered me. I gave a teretz, I gave a pshat of my own, and I found it somewhere in print. I'm not sure exactly where I found it. If I remember later, I'll tell you where I found it. But Baruch Shekivanti. Potter means, where are you starting from? Now, Potter Avalasa is in between two starting points, Chayev or Mutter. My Chiddush is, when it says Potter, means it's starting from Chayev. Should have been Chayev, but now it's Potter. When you say asr means faker, it should have been mutter. But now, you asr it. You follow my nakuda? I want to say the following. These two criteria, if my pshat is correct, are not identical. The fundamental criterion of the quote of the Rambam is kesha shel kayom. That's the definition of a kesha. And therefore, Rabbosai, kesha kayama should really be chayv in all cases. Except what? If it's not shaluma, it's shal hedyot. It's a special ptur. Why is there a ptur? Presumably because that was not done in the Mishkan that way. In the Mishkan they had Boy Scouts. You know, the people knew how to tie a specialized knot. We'll see later what specialized or tight or whatever the criterion is. Fine. So it started off as being chayim and as a special ptur. The Rambam says put. But if it's not shal kayama, what kind of knot is that? It's nothing. Should have been mutter. Except why? If it's a kesha shaluman, Chazal made it osur. That's why it starts two different starting points. You follow me? It's a very important nakuda and love this in Shita Saram. Oh. Fine. Right. So now, does anybody take on the riff head on? We know that Rashi is against. This we do know. We know Rashi is against. But the question becomes, does anybody say beferish that the riff is incorrect? Take a look at Rabbosai in the Rush. The Rush? Not afraid to take him on. The Rush is a big man. The Rush over here in our sugya, Perek Tesvov, Simon Aleph, quotes the riff as he often does. Rabbosai, look inside with me in Simon Aleph. He quotes the Riff. The Riff's full name is Rav Alfas. Riff means Rav Yitzchak Alfasi. The Al is like, you know, they don't put it into the Rosh HaTevis. Right, so it's Reish Yud Fei, it's Fasi. Alfasi. Came from Fez, sitting in Morocco. That's where the Riff lived, in northern Africa. Fine, North Africa, fine. Right, but it's small lamed, as you'll see in Korban Asano. Rav Alfas Al Pirish, the Meister Shel Umanu. That's where you chayv. V'lo nehira, the bekesh shel kayama in chilek ben ma'isum and the ma'is edyot. Ma pitom, says the Rosh. Whoever heard that a ma'isum should play a role? Never heard such a thing. What's the difference? It's all malach the only ma'isum. So how does he learn? Ha'aretani paros v'drabana pirish Rashi shein makpidin lahatkan al shokein v'yicholin l'chaltzim l'nalan b'lo ataras ha'kesher v'yikomakom kesher shel kayama lo avi. Why? B'shas ha'tit tzrichim la'atirun lahatkan al shuk shel yishar b'tit. Okay? Ha'ayit mutter b'nei mechuzah shein makpidin lahatkan al shuk v'tzrichim la'atirun k'shecholzim. Every night you gotta take it off. So the Rosh fundamentally is citing Shitas Rashi. Fine. She does Rashi. Of course, Rabbosai. Of course. The question will be, between a day and a week, we haven't gotten there yet. Between a day and a week, we still seem to be contradictions. Our first source, Rabbosai, is the Mordechai. Simon Shin Peivov. On the Makoros. Let's turn to the Mordechai. Shin Peivov. No? See what he says. There's an ambiguity called the Rashi and the Rosh. It's between a day and a week. What's the halachic status? Let's take a look, Rabbosai. Please look inside. Read the first, the second line. Minol Sherabana, which we know is Asa B'Drabana. It's an unfortunate play on words. Minol D'Rabana means it belongs to the local rabbis of the time. That they were big Mevosis and big Masmidim. And the word Dirabanim is a rabbinical prohibition. In general, not with those particular rabbis. It's almost like the word used means two different things here in the same context. Minos Sherabanim, Korach Osim Bedochak, the Koshrin, the Ein Cholzim in Aleim Eragleim, Kim Bilele Shabbos. Why not? Fishalomdim Bechol Halele Shalchol, Vishokhim Mabushein, Rabbosai. You are Rabban, are you not? I guess not, because you take your shoes off at night. Who learns all night with his shoes on? So I guess you're not Rabbanim, at least not Rabbanim of old. That's how they had to call the Torah. Hilkach Potter Aval Aser. Okay, so it's Aser. Fine. Im Kain. Also Likshar Beis Rosh Yavne Bertzuas B'tocha Bechnasayim B'Shabbos Kiyim Ba'aniva. That's what it says. That's what it says. It's going to be Aser. Fine. Let's read the last two lines of the Mordechai Shin Pei Vav. The Avnet Shem Mechnasayim Shirigim, with a small gimel is there. Shirigim Lechabesh Nei Roshe Beretzu Achas Im Iskayim Akesha Shavua Echad Oshuayim Ash Yachlif Osem Medrabon. So the Mordechai seems to be saying that until a week, it's mutter. Until a week, Rabbi Osai, it's mutter. Rashi and Tap said Shavua Shuayim. Aye, Rashi mentioned that the Chalukah or certain shoes were undone every single day. That's the Metzius. That's the case. However, it's not necessary to be that way. Even if it's once a week, it would be good enough. So says the Mordechai Pshat in Rashi. Okay. However, who is the Mordechai's Rebbe? Anybody? Who is Rebbe of the Mordechai and the Rosh, for that matter? The same Rebbe. Who? By Rabbi Wittenberg. Let's see what the Rebbe says. Divi Arab and Divi Talmud. Take a look. Shoot. Rabbi Gutenberg. Oh no, they're different. I'm not sure what tfus I have over here. I have the number written down. Oh boy. I guess we can look at both. Let's try this first. Whoa, what happened? Can't be this one, because it doesn't make it that far. Okay, so it's the other one. What's going on here?
Can you click on the mouse? Anywhere.
So, what happened? I got to... some kind of a
if you click in the center wheel,
I'm sorry. Here we go. No, I want her. Sorry. No, I
want.
I want the other choice.
Click the other way.
Ah. Wait, is this something separate besides? Hold on, let's click here. What do I get? I'm stuck. Okay, we'll try this. Okay, fast away, I don't know, but. Please, hold on. Oh.
You can go from the link from the
Gemara. Almost there, hold on. Let's see if it's the right one. After all this, it better be right. Let's see. If we're wrong, I feel bad wasting time, but maybe we're right. No. Nothing to do with this. I don't know how to do this. I've written down Tuf Lamadal, the different versions of the Maram Rutenberg. Okay, let me read you what he says. Are you what he says? That's where I'll be able to find it for you. What is another sefer that may help? Okay. It's not the Maram, it's not as authoritative. But it'll at least I want to show it to you. This is one source where it's Beferish. Reload. I need Sifrei Halacha Rishonim. What's that? Sifrei Halacha. 101. Sifrei Halacha. Whoa. Here we go. Cold. Oh no. Simon? I have a seminar. One side, we've got a page. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Seminar. Go to the page because it's very long sentence. That'll be fine. Hello? Okay. it's all about, see, all of the Shabbos is in one siman. That's why I put the page number. That to help me out, please. He's going to the Malachas in order. Please help me find kosher. Rachel. So, Nabates. Kosher, we found it. Here we are. Watch. Let me see kosher. See it? Kosav Aram, Rami Rutenberg. Chaluk l'chnasayim sh'nikshu yachad en atiran b'shabas. Kishakol keshesh en matirin b'yomei potter avalos. What can be more clear? V'zei rov al'adam hanich afil l'shavua k'shurin. That's the only thing which makes it a little ambiguous. He says shavua at the end. But I don't know why they pick, they don't count in less than 3 weeks. They don't count, it's like Sfiras Omer. Hayom yom, they only count in days and weeks. They don't count in anything in between. Strange. But if it's beferish, it has to be that day. Has to be Rabosai that day. Right? That's it. Finished. Has to be that day. Not, that's it. It has to be. Not only that, but the Ritva says so as well. If I'm on Ritva from before, will I have to? I might have a different daf. Is it paid it? What should I do? Should I just go to an I'm able to go back out. I want to show it to you as much as I can. I like to show you inside. You're showing it. Quick draw. Shabbos. Kuf Yud Alf. Amid Beis. Which for Kuf Yud Alf Amid Beis also says one day. But what did I just do? Yesh chaksharim shein chayav alem kikesh agamolim. Ki with the rise of the lack of the story of the Rabban Nika. Also this kind of ktsas yomim. Ktsas, a few days. Yesh chaksharim shein chayav alem kikesh agamolim. Klol of the milsa, olam is with the rise. Now the olam also this kind of yomim achodim a few days. Also the Rabban. Kol shu also the kol shu latir b'chol yom v'yom. Mutter lechatzil lekoshel latirah. The Farish, I will say, black and white. Okay, so we have conflicting opinions. The Mordechai is mad up to a week, and the Maram, quoted by the Kolbo, and the Ritva insist on one day, no more than a day. That's it. One day. How do you define a day? I'm asking, how do you define a day? How do you define one? How do you define a day?
24 hours.
24 hours. Very good. Mishnah Berurah. Where is my Mishnah Berurah here? Where am I? Mishnah Berurah, I got in here. Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes this issue over here, it should be Sifkot and Vav. Also, Yom Atzma, Ela Lamachar. Alam osu lahatle b'leil motei Shabbos lo mikri shel kayom klal. Okay, umud lechatchil umiu im kosher b'leil Shabbos kodesh v'osu lahatle b'yom Shabbos atzmo af al gav den mamash b'osu yom mikom gamir shalom d'shari the kol poros michof dalet shos b'yom mikri primigadim. Accurate quote. 24 hours. 24 hours. However, Abosai, not everybody agrees to 24 hours. Watch this now, Abosai. Watch this.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, I don't want that. I want opposite. Rachel's a rule. That's what I want. Watch this. Watch. The Marachel is a rule, all right? Watch. Only find it het lechatchil only by bnei mechuza. Pirish a kosher and a ritzuas sovim min aleihem v'raglein v'dochak v'tzorech lehatiran arvis. Doesn't say 24 hours. You gotta take them off at night when you go to sleep. Right? That's what he says b'feirish. You have to go when you go to sleep, not the next day. Not the next morning. Okay, and the re, they learn it. They learn at night with their shoes on. Okay. Watch this now. I mean, Tom brings up Saraya. We'll get to this a little bit later on. You don't have to. Rabosai, ever learn Hilchos Tefillin in your life? I don't mean when you were Bar Mitzvah, just the basic halachos. But there are those who claim Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you have to tie a Tefillin every single day. Tie a knot. Ukshartam. Make a new knot every day. No one in the world that I know follows Rabbeinu Eliyahu. But so he passes. He writes over here. Hey, Vishen Torah, Liksha Kesh Tefillin Choyom. That's his riot. Because in Erevin, it says, New tefillin lo yachnis, hayna sheish member tzuos, benem akusharis, pirish akuntris, shum kesher, the kshira av malacha, also the kshira shabbos kesher kayama, ad kan lashon, the gira ben atam, if tzarech likshar kesher shal tefillin b'chol yom, lav shal kayamu. Watch this now. Ata, im ukach shakol kesher shem tzorach latiru arvis, liyom, kshirasa, potter av alasar, Okay, Kesher shall tefillin shein tzorach la'atiro ad l'mochor sheyagi hazman ha'nechoso yosem b'drabanan. For Rabosai, if I put on tefillin every single day, I go to the same minyan, right? And I come on time. Rabosai, when do you guys leave? What minyan do you have?
8:30.
8:30. Whoa, 8:30. You have to be in Bismesh by 9 o'clock. 8:10. Not good. 8:10. Okay, 8:10.
The 8:10 minute finishes after the 8:30 minute.
Whoa! That's an interesting sociological phenomenon. Whatever. I'm assuming the 8:10.
The 10:15 Mara finishes after the
8:30
minute.
In any event, Rabosai. So you're 8:10 chakras, you come in, I assume you have to be on time because they start quickly. You walk in every single day, you walk in at 8:05, and it takes you 5 minutes to put in your tefillin. You don't even have to say brochus. Fine. Good. Now, if your name was Rabbeinu Eliyahu, what would you have to do? You'd spend 5 minutes at least untying yesterday's knot. And then what? Retying. That takes at least 5 minutes. So you'd have to come in 8 o'clock every day. So you can tie your tefillin from 8 to 8:05. And put on your tefillin from 8:05 to 8:10. Nuay bazoi. Every knot is only going to last for 23 hours and 55 minutes. And yet, he says, "Also, the Rabbanan." You see, klar that the Marach or Zerua did not hold from the 24-hour rule of the Prima Godim. Rather, he understood Yomo literally. That day, I guess, means until you go to sleep at night. The end of the waking day. Yeah.
That would be what it seems from Rashi. Like the
Rashi may hold that way because Rashi's giving examples of people going to sleep at night. Yeah.
Is it a din in Metzius or a din in hypothetics? If it not could last or should last?
Well, it could last forever. But they take it off before with the 20.
So I can tie whatever knot I want?
Oh, good. That's the next question. Let's say I will tie the most complicated... Let's go to the Rambam. Let's say go to the Rashi Shita. I'll tie the most complicated knot in the world, tightest technically, but I have in mind, hininim muchon and mezumen. I take a shoe in front of 10 Aden. I will take this out as soon as I'm done. That's your question.
Or the other way, you tie a single knot and you intend on leaving it forever.
That's another question. That's not as powerful as my question. We'll get to both. Okay, not this minute. We didn't. So we saw it a little bit. Didn't quite see it really. Yes.
The story with Abai and Rabbi Huda, isn't that basically the same thing? Abai looks and says Chai Chaza, which means he's tying a real knot. He's tying even the Ushkupi knot, and then he says, "No, I untie it daily." And all of a sudden, it goes from Chai Chaza to Mutil Chafila.
Question is, you untie it daily. What if you normally don't untie it daily, and today you wanted to untie it daily just for the purpose of Hilchos Shabbos? That's I think what Mordechai was asking. So before we analyze, yes.
Do you have to be the one that would untie it? Someone else untie it?
Doesn't make a difference. Before we analyze all these questions, Rabosai, there's a third shita, not as well known. Everybody knows the opinion of the you know what? Let me show it to you. This is a chazara before we go to the third shita. A chazara. Were we in Mishnah Berurah before? Were we not? A chazara. She always gives you nice chazaras. The Gemara Amina, this is an introduction before we get to the Osala. Gimel Chalukas. Echad Chayav Chadas. Echad Pot Avalasa. Echad Mutal Chatchila. There's a riff, a Rambam, a Mechaber, this has been Kavasayu. Remember, Maran Bet Yosef, as usual, follows the Rambam. It's not Stamet Pesach Pesach Favor from the Rambam. Mechaber quotes it. Dina Ochi. Dibu Keshel Kayama Vekon Shedakal Shir Kachli Olam. What does that mean, the Olam? The Haino She'eno Kotev Zman Bedato Latiro Vu Keshel Asur Liskayim Tomet. Permanent, indefinite. Hu Gamke Maisa Uman Chayav Chavas. Okay. With the spoiler come on Sof Sasif. But go on, Mao Mai Suman, fine. Ukesh shall Kayama Bena Mai Suman. Or Mai Suman Vena Shal Kayama, Pota Velos. Eina Mai Suman Vena Kesha Kayama, Mutal Chatchila. Right? We have also said this is Chazara. This is the riff and ram. That's Rashi Vel Rosh, Vishar Poskim, Shinpei, Shar Poskim. Plotoli Klal, Vetsa Makeshim, Mai Suman. Adikar Achilaku, the Ukesh shall Kayama, Dana Shadakanashi, Shar Kakli, Ola, Mukanal, Chayav Chatas. I feel him my sahedra. From any dark of the kosher, rakless man, potter avalos, the domic tsas, the shel kayom. I feel him who my sahedra. The im dark o la tira, but also yom, mutal the chatchila, I feel him my sahuman. The ancient kesher ola. The yeshomim, the call me shed dark o la hatta betok shiva yomim, havik mo shed dark o la hatta bosa yom, period. He has everything here. As the riff and ramah here. He has Rashi and Nirosh, and even has within Rashi and Nirosh. Is it one day cut off or 7 day cut off? We saw the Machlokas, the Mordechai gave you 7, the Maran gave you 1. They both made it into the introduction of them. This is the most famous Shita. There's a third, less well known Shita. Who knows what I'm talking about? Anybody know? Before I tell it to you. Who's the third Shita? Independent Shita. Not like Rashi, not like the Riff, a third Shita. Rabbi Sai, turn to the Shulte Agibora. I guess you see it. It's very lengthy. I'm not going to read the entire Shulta Gibboron right now, but I want to share the third Shita as it's quoted over here. It's page Kuf Tes Vav, or Memalef of the base. It's one long, long, long paragraph. Towards the end, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. In my edition, it's towards the end of the narrow lines on page Kuf Tezvav. I can't tell you where it is in the old editions. I just have no idea. I think it's my alphabet base somewhere. But that's what it means. It's, put it this way, it's two-thirds through the very long Shulta Gibor, approximately. The Fima Shehevi Dorav HaMordechai Shom, Shin Pei Vav, Polig Al Zeh. Mesirle, the kesha shaosn berashi avnei shaomid kach shavua o shvuayim mutter lahatiro ulekosho lechatchila b'shabes. Wow, what's going on? 2 weeks mutter lechatchila. Lo osu ela kesha shuvadei shal kayama tebahu chayov and all of chatas if it's vada shal kayama. Viod osu mid rabbanon. For those who have my edition, it's the wider lines. Kesher she'eno vadai shelo yiyeh lekayama. Dika lesapuki bei. Dilma yaniyeh ha-kesher uli olam. Ki kein derech ha-koshrin. Excuse me. Derech ha-koshrin kesher b'osu makom. Osu lehatir, yes. Very often it's going to undo it. Nonetheless, mikom makom, there are some who manichan osu gamken li olam. Ve'ahui de'iko iser. Aber b'kesher she'vadai Eina manichem also kach liolam, el shematirin also besof shvua shvayim, hahu vadai shari. Woo, what a chidish nifla v'noyer, the Urayim Shita. The Urayim says, yes, he agrees with Rashi in the two extremes. If Rabosai, it's forever, it's chayim, you don't need my seumen. If it's for immediate, being untied immediately, it's hetagam. However, the Rabbanon is not a function of how long he plans to leave it there. More than a day or more than a week, we ask the Rabbanon. No. the possibility that it'll be left there forever. The mere possibility that he'll change his mind and leave it, things of this nature, that ases mid derabbanon. This is shitas hayireim, Rabbosai. This is shitas hayireim. This being the case, we understand very well what the Gemara says. Did I have Yireim? We didn't have it yet, Yireim, did we? We didn't have it in the original. Am I correct? Didn't have it yet. I'm not sure that they'll give me a Yireim. Huh? We quoted, but I don't think I had it on the screen. I don't think that's Yireim. I don't have room for the Yireim. Now let's try to give you room for another one. So I'll tell me to erase things. What is the Yireim? It's Sefer HaMitzvot, right? I think it's officially Sefer HaMitzvot. Yireim? Yeah. Almost there. Resh Ayin Dalet. Close the window to continue. Oh, yeah, yeah. It won't let me. Oh, close it again.
Okay,
I have to cross them out? How do we get them out?
X.
This?
No.
I'm sorry, Makam Samash. Please forgive me. I better do another one. Oh, Samach, forgive me. Be merciful. What else? Marach was a ruah for the moment. I feel so bad. You're such a great safer. Rabbi Wittenberg, we never found anyone. Mother, right there. Kobo, right there. It's a breathing space here, guys. Okay, good. Now let me print my.
Yeah.
Well, how do I do it? I lost it.
Put it down.
Click.
Another.
Yeah.
That's gonna have the whole Shabbos in one. And again, like we saw before, in the Kobo. It's all in one to help me find the word kosher. Oh, found it. It's here. Hakosher Amatir. Hey, watch this. The Tama Ja'elu Ksharm Tov Likshar Shiskai Mulola. Clothed Yisur Ksharm Vitirin Doraisa Labase Ksharm Zagabeze. Mokmashain Royal Likshar Odom. Darmina Perkla Godol, etc. Told the Rabban, here it is. Kokesha Shepa'omim Nimlach of Avatla Leolam. Afa Pisha Tchilas Asiyos of the Hoysa Manas Laniach Leolam. Shom? Kiditnan. Yesh Hoksham Shinchayom Malem Kokesha Gamolam Vitzaponim Mefersh Bigamara. Chiyuba Leke Surikam Mefersh Bekitra the Kati Bezama Vekitra the Kati Bastrida. Pirish. Ritsua Kosha Tabaza Ritsua Vekolt Moshal Gomolo Vitabasa Shina. Pomim Matirin and Pomim Nimachaleem. Umaniach Sham Leolam. That's the case. Sometimes you'll leave it there forever. Sometimes you'll leave it there forever. Middle of the son of the Rabban. What? Watch this. Rabbo say it's a good thing for you to be a Rav. Why? Mitoch she'enam geyim. Not proud about the clothes. Rabbo say it's a good little Musa Shavuz. It's Chodesh El. Enam akpidim la'atzvam kesher etzuaseim. To be so, so spiffy. Elokoshim berevach. Shechol lahaviyam ba'odim kshurim. U'pamam nimlachim u'menichim kein li'olam. Once when I leave it there forever. That's the vart. But, kesher v'tzuas mechnasayim shekorn briar. Muta lechatchila. Why? She'en da'ata levatlo. She'sofo lo tziyuk she'ikofso mechnasayim. You have to wash your clothes. Not your shoes, your clothes you have to wash. Va'filu kayam chodesh. Ein bekach klum. Because you're going to take it out to do the laundry. I want to see in the original. You saw it in briefly in the Shulta Giborim. And I saw it in the original in the Yireim. Okay? In the Yireim. Do we pass like the Yireim? We saw before, Abosai, in the Mishnah Berurah, he didn't quote it. Didn't quote it. Well, not so fast. Links. Magen Avraham, who's the Pirush, writes as follows. Sivkot and Chof, the last Sivkot in the entire Shin Yud Zayin. Okay? Mutar b'kol chevel, the stomach also kesher shul kfar munuch al olam kosher, and he's going to take this one out. Fine. Kol kesher, but watch, look inside. Follow the mouse. Kol kesher, if you have a shulchan aruch with him, we became high tech people. I have to make sure this thing works every day. I don't mind. As long as it works. It doesn't work if you have svar. Kol kesher, shepa'omim nimlach umavat lo liolam, af al pi shetchilas asiyosa lo hoysa amanas laniach sham, osur. Hilkach, osur liksha ritzua samach nasayim, shalif omim nimlach umavat lo sham, lo olam, achiye boloi. Boloi means it becomes worn out. This is quoted. Who said so? Beis Yosef Kolbo. I erased the Kolbo already. That was a mistake. The Kolbo says this. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Gedolim, the Magen Avraham, I don't think he owned the Urayim. He only owned the Kolbo. I'll prove it to you. Because there are links to this too. Prima Gonim, as commentary called Eshel Avraham on the Magen Avraham. And here in Chaf, he quotes this. Watch this. Watch. What? Excuse me. Who can find where he discusses this issue? Oh. Kosim Magen Avraham, Achak Moshem Kolbo, Im Nimlach Lefamim, Umavat Lo Osir. Af al pi sheidat la nichosham. Umiu yesh lomar osur abel ein chayav chatos kshedato shloyaniach shalom. Yesh lomar. Maybe. Until now he's assuming. It's a din d'oraisa. Oh, why is it so? It tzitzis fell out on Shabbos. What do you do? What's the problem? Yiksha manas tahatim b'motei Shabbos miyad. Hey guys. You have no tzitzis on Shabbos, no problem. Say hidden in mukhana mezumin la l'kshar achshav ani nishba. As soon as Abdullah is over, ani atir es hakesher hazeh. What's wrong? Really, nothing wrong. But maybe this wacko shita of the kolbo will answer it because maybe he'll leave it there forever, as it's normally done. But that's maybe only the rabbanon. Maybe the rabbanon. But ferish nireim it's the rabbanon. The Prima Gonim did not have a Urayim. He didn't have a Urayim. Didn't have it. Now, yes?
The whole thing is like subjective about each person.
Oh, let's get to that right now. Is it subjective or not? Bir Allah. That's the wrong siman. We better go to links. What? Shara Tzion, yes, the Bir Halacha, no? Come on.
Links
to here, right. But this is ridiculous. Extra step. Bir Halacha. Okay. HaKosher. Watch this. Avzeh Spali Alataz. Because of the Ladasa Rosh Vatur, Hakol Toli Bidasa Odom Akosha Lachud, the Imdato Shishara Kain Leolam, Havikesh Shokayom, the Im Lizman Upot of Yosem, Dada Tirbayoma Mutlachatil Einsham, Ulifize, Havikesh Gamalan Sapon and Gufa, or Bakaji to Ushkipi, Imdato Vesakesh Tirbayoma, Ain of Shem Kesha Cloud, I feel so Ushkipi Yasra, is that it Sarahi and God of Zem, the Nirin. It should be objective, right? The kesher shadarko shala olam la soso bikvias lo azlina basa machshever sakosher levat l'shem kesher mimen u'mashem etzayir ha'gemar b'minol b'kesher de rabbanon u'v'sano b'kitcher de katru inu ha'ina ba'osam ha'noshim shadarko and chain osam ha'kesher lem bikvias rak l'fisho V'zeh domer le'inu chiyuvo le'sandal le'nachu be'tray. The Muchen Shom, lo mikra kesher v'hayna, afilim also chazak ken kitra dushkvi, because they can't afford one pair for every person, by definition. Now, Noshim Ken was so poor, and Derech shel kakesha is this kind, because he has to give it out to somebody else. Masheke b'yoneinu, in ushkvi, shederech kol ha'olam sh'osim kesher v'azeh b'kviyus, who gam ken also chazak karoi, lo azlina bosa da'at po, Shuchoshev latiro biyomo, the ispatl alze shem kesher imenu. Umid the rabban on lo mi boyli the osur bezeh, as the mogan avram because of the kolbo the ireim, the kesher afiluk sheena shalkayam shadaka shaladam lihi molech lifavim sheisharkach osur. That's for sure the rabban. But v'nire the binyan shalano shadera kol olam is also lakvius lo azina basa taito. Yes. The other way around. Everybody in the world only uses it for an hour. I'm going to put it in Mukhun and Mezuman, Liksho Kesha Zat Shiyava Mashiach. And Ilo Atira Shiyava Mashiach. Maybe we'll say no. Achakalo Bechoyom Shiyava. I'll give a better example. She's coming tomorrow. Ah, then you'll do what?
Tomorrow is too late.
Well, maybe on the Rice level. He'll come before tomorrow. Come tonight. Come at night. The Pashtas. Okay, so I'll leave it there for indefinitely. Okay, whatever it may be. So it should be the same thing. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be at least potter, mutar, but certainly potter. Was it right? Again, Mishnah Berurah depends upon what everyone does. Should be potter. According to the Prima Garden, should be chayef, because you want to leave it there forever. Yeah, I think you're right. It should work in both directions, the passions. Now, the question is when the he quotes the Arayim to.
But,
I don't know. When he quotes the Arayim to buttress his position, some poskim are questioning him. He didn't have the Arayim, the Mishnah Berurah. And the Arayim, this whole machlok, as they argue, between it's the Taz. On the one hand, you have the Taz and the Prima Gadim on the one hand, and the Bialok and the Beis Meir on the other hand, their fight is a fight. If you hold like Rashi and the Rosh, the Urayim is a completely different Shita. So what do you mean me right from the Urayim for? So I say, no, the Mishnah Berurah would be a lot harder Urayim. He's only trying to bring a halacha l'maisa that the Urayim is an aslis for the Rabbanim. Aliba the Emes, he himself holds, it's a real Issa d'Oraisa. A real, honest to goodness Issa d'Oraisa. So Rabbanim say, we're just about out of time. But tomorrow I have to focus on what we started talking about already before, which is how unique is kosher. I only have the expression in Shas, kosher manas lahati. You don't find it anywhere. How unique is kosher? We saw that Omaracha was extended it to what? To what? To ofer. Do I hear the other three that have negatives? Do I hear bone? Do I hear kose? Do I hear Mavir? What? And if not, is it a unique din in Shabbos? Hilchos Shabbos? Or would it apply to kosher beyond Shabbos? Where else is kosher required beyond Shabbos? Anybody know? Tefillin, correct. Correct, tefillin. Where else do you need a kosher? L'chumra to make an iser? Kalayim?
Chalitza?
How far is it? We're out of time. If we're trying to get down from Mincha on time, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Bosse Shira is at 10:45. Okay, just want to remind you, tomorrow's a Thursday.